The 9th Annual Books That Inspire exhibit focuses on American literature. Ralph Waldo Emerson once wrote, "In the highest civilization, the book is still the highest delight. He who has once known its satisfaction is provided with a resource against calamity." Great books speak to their readers over the span of generations. The exhibit launches in conjunction with National Library Week and includes a photo of each participant, the book chosen, and a statement describing the book's influence on his or her life. The American Library Association's National Library Week is celebrated by academic, public, school, and special libraries across the country from April 12th to 18th, 2009. This year, we include books written by American authors in recognition of the 5 millionth volume added to the library's collection, Herman Melville's The Whale. With over 5 million volumes in its collection, University Libraries continues a commanding lead as the state's largest research library and claims one of the top two spots in size among Big 12 libraries. Herman Melville's The Whale was a gift from John and Mary Nichols and will be a part of the John and Mary Nichols Rare Books and Special Collections housed in Bazell Memorial Library. This rare first edition was published in London in October 1851. 4 weeks later, the American edition was published in New York under its more commonly known title, Moby Dick. Although not appreciated by critics or readers at the time of publication, it is now considered one of the greatest novels in American literature. Carrie Magruder, curator of University Libraries' History of Science collections, selected Moby Dick as a book that has inspired him, and states, "Melville hooked me with his deft reflections upon the noblest obscurities. Dozens of quotations marked by dog-eared pages awakened my recognition of life as a drama on a scale of utmost grandeur and significance. Moby Dick is truly the first American epic." This year's selections for the exhibit present contemporary publications alongside classic texts. Recent books include Barbara Kingsolver's The Poisonwood Bible, Juno Diaz's The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wao, Tom Wolfe's I Am Charlotte Simmons, Amy Tan's The Joy Luck Club, and Sue Monk Kidd's The Secret Life of Bees. There are also several books considered American literature, including Richard Wright's Native Son, Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man, Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird, Zora Neale Hurston's Their Eyes Were Watching God, Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, and Willa Cather's The Professor's House. Exhibit sponsors include Arvest Bank, the University of Oklahoma Office of the Senior Vice President and Provost, the University of Oklahoma Office of the Vice President for Information Technology, the University of Oklahoma College of Architecture, the University of Oklahoma College of Arts and Sciences, the University of Oklahoma College of Atmospheric and Geographic Sciences, the University of Oklahoma College of Engineering, the University of Oklahoma College of Law, the University of Oklahoma Gaylord College of Journalism and Mass Communication, the University of Oklahoma Jeanine Reinbold College of Education, University of Oklahoma John C. and Carol Kerr McClendon Honors College, the University of Oklahoma Mewbourn College of Earth and Energy, and the University of Oklahoma Michael F. Price College of Business. The exhibit is on the main floor of Bazell Memorial Library from mid-April through May 2009. We hope you'll find a time to visit the exhibit and browse the pages of these inspiring works for yourself. Exhibit hours are the same as those of the library, which may be found on the library's website. The entire exhibit is also available for viewing on the library's website at libraries.ou.edu. For more information, please call us at 405-325-4142 or email us at librarian.ou.edu.